Blog Talk Radio.
By my lovely sister, Raina Starr.
Hello, y'all. How you bitches been? Oh, my God. Okay. So let me go ahead and disclaim my disclaimer first, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm about to curse up a storm. Okay. So if this is your first time listening to Desperate House Witches, welcome. But please be aware, this is not a G, PG, R, or even X-rated show. This show has no rating because I never know where we're going. So if you have anybody who's sensitive to foul language or easily insulted or offended, you have about 4 seconds to get them the hell out of the room. 3, 2, 1, you're way too fucking late. You slow bitches. Anyway, we missed you guys. We're sorry we've been away. It's been a really weird spring, as y'all probably know. The weather has been insane. And, oh, my God, I have not seen this many motherfuckers sweating like pigs, and I can't tell you how long. It has been and people have been just out of fucking control. But anyway, before I launch into that, would you like to give your disclaimer, my lovely, your shout-out, my lovely sister?
I sure would. I'm going to give my shout-out to my cousin Jessica. I'm going to send you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. Love you, Jess.
And we also want to shout out to our wonderful friend, Roxy.
Oh, she had just had a birthday yesterday.
Our birthday girl. She is just the sweetest person in the world. But anyway, let's see. Anybody want to get in on the last really good deal for books by Ian Corrigan? Get on his Facebook page and find out, because he's having this, like, last-minute, last sale, or Lulu is having their last-minute sale. So anyway, if you want a good deal on Ian Corrigan stuff, please get over to his page and buy some shit and help a brother out. Anyway, okay, so it has been a really weird week. I emotionally have run the gamut from A to A+. Kidding. It's been kind of weird. It's been a lot of upheavals for other people. I just happen to be around when it's happening. I'm witnessing a lot of bullshit, a lot of people rising to power, and I'm just kind of looking at them like, yeah, okay. Don't know how you managed to get that, but all righty. And other people are also looking at them the same way. I had an interesting incident happen yesterday?
Yes.
Was it yesterday? It was yesterday. Yeah, okay, so check this shit out. All right? I'm at the office, and we have several business people who come in and out of the office. I said in and out. Anyway, this one...
you did.
I did. This one particular guy, I've known this guy going on 10 years now, okay? Never anything untoward. But all of a sudden, we're having a conversation yesterday. This motherfucker starts rubbing my leg, grabbing my leg. I was like, what the hell?
Oh.
I look down, and I see his hand on my leg, and I'm like, and I didn't even think about the fact that there were other people. Now, nobody else could see because we were standing in front of a cubicle wall. But I just start screaming. I was like, have you lost your fucking mind? How dare you? And then I punched him in the chest with my fist. And all my good ring, like I was wearing my big fat silver goddess ring, and I was wearing my big fat initial ring, and I slugged him with about a pound and a half of silver. is awesome.
Get them, girl.
I mean, I felt bad because it's somebody I've known a really long time, but it felt good because it's like, you know what? Fuck you. I am by invitation only. For real.
Exactly.
Don't accept people touching you, even if you casually know them, if you don't want them touching you. I mean, I'm very huggy. We all know Raina loves hugs. I'm a very huggy person. You can hug me the first time you meet me. I'm good with that. But don't be feeling me up, even though, but don't be feeling me up, even though you've known me for a long time, doesn't mean you're entitled to be doing shit that you just suddenly decided you're going to start doing. You don't know me like that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your hands off. Invitation only. Be sure I want you to touch me before you touch me. How's that?
There you go. I mean, that's plain and simple. I don't care how long you've known the person. You know, if they go to grab you inappropriately, no, that's not cool. And, you know, I don't mean to sound like I'm just very non-social. I am. It's just being an empath. It's like, if I feel you got some funky shit on you, I can feel it from, like, 10 feet away. And that's why I'm like, I'll put my arms out to people. If I like you, I'll hug you. But, yeah, I'm just weird with it. I'm like, ah. I know. It's like, you know, I'm very huggy with people I know, though. I'm like, I'll lay all over you. Well, not literally. I just lay.
I've missed you. I've missed the people that listen to the show. I've missed
everybody.
I know,
everybody. I miss you guys
so much,
too.
My God,
I miss
you people. I know, I miss my sister, too. Are you talking about me? Ha! I'm funny. Anyway,
huh?
I said, ha-ha, I'm funny. No, I'm not. Anyway.
You
so,
are.
Okay.
You're funny. You're good.
Yeah, but looks aren't everything. I got you to laugh. I am
good. You did.
Wait a second. That's what I always call you. You're my goob. All right. Enough
of bullshit.
We'll
be goobs together.
We'll be goobs. Tell me about your week. What the fuck? What's going on? What's happening? Any emotional disturbances?
Oh.
Anything good? Anything crazy? Anything that I should know about?
Actually, I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop because it is still Mercury retrograde.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, the last round was really fucking brutal. But this round is like, I'm good. I know things that I should know, and I'm very happy with that information, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
The thing
with Mercury retrograde, you know, people get very freaked out about it, and the fact of the matter is that it's just really a good time to step back and do a little more reflective work than actual action magic, as it were. It's just a good time to, like, wait and see how things fall together and don't try to push any big decisions while it's happening because, you know, communication tends to get funky. People tend to be in a funky mood. And it's, you know, it can be, it just seems like shit gets a little more unpleasant. So you may want to refrain from, like, pushing anybody into making a decision at that particular point. I like to see how things shake out. But it's also a good time for casting off negative stuff, I find. But that's
exactly
me. That's me. That's what I think. You know, what do you think?
I think I'm going to enjoy the shitstorm of karma that is coming at some people right now. Because I'm already seeing stuff going into place. I'm like, yep, and you deserve every fucking bit of it, you dumb bitch.
Ooh.
Every single last fucking bit of it. Because, yeah, certain parties that we thought were completely innocent were the ones pushing for certain things. So,
I never thought anybody was innocent. I'm just saying certain people sway certain things and skew them to their own benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. There's a way to make anything look like it's somebody else's fault. I mean, if you're old enough and smart enough. What? Okay,
I'll tell you afterward. Let's talk about that offline.
How about some card pulling? What do you think? Let's pull some cards.
Hell yeah. Hold on, let me move. Well, yeah, here I go. Hold on a second.
Hold on. I love it when she says hold on the air.
I know. That pull right there.
Hold it right there. Okay, so how many are we pulling? Eight?
Yeah, you want to do three? Or five?
Okay. Well, what? I like five.
Okay, let's do five.
Okay.
Five is a good number.
I like this. Got mine pulled. I said I got mine pulled. Oh, ha.
You did. All right, well, you go ahead and read while I'm still pulling.
Good Lord, how long does it take you to pull? Are you okay?
I had to pull.
All right.
Yeah, go.
All right. That's the sign of shut up, older sister, and just read your fucking card. Okay.
No, it's the sign of I'm Dorian, don't confuse me.
Yeah, okay.
I can't do two things at once.
Are you breathing?
Yes.
Then you can. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm ready. Here I go. Some secrets should be kept. I'm going to go through the cards first, and then I will hit you back with the translatory information. How's that? Okay. Some secrets should be kept. Obstacles become opportunities. A growing resentment. Working for the common good. Needing and wanting are not the same thing. Uh-huh. This is a relationship. What a surprise. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so apparently somebody is having a side view of something, and it's really not necessary to broadcast all that information, even though you may be jumping up and down on the inside thinking, I want to tell somebody. No, you don't. Shut up. Keep it to yourself. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem. Okay, on the work front, obstacles become opportunities. So in essence, you're going to have to prove yourself at something in the workplace because they are actually looking to bump one person and install someone in their place. So be on the lookout. If you hear tensions going on with your higher-ups, and obviously that has nothing to do with you, but as one person shifts out of a job, other people shift around, and you could be looking at a much better position. So keep your eyes and ears open. Do not get up from your desk on Friday at 5 o'clock and say, well, I'm done. I'm out of here. Stick around a little bit, show a little extra effort, it will pay off. A growing resentment. Ah, okay, and this is also connected to the workplace. The growing resentment is from a coworker who knows more information than they're supposed to and thinks that they're the ones who are going to get bumped up as the chain moves up. And there's going to be some hostility coming your way from this person. Ignore it. Don't react to it, because if you react to it, there might be a reconsideration of whether or not you should be moved into the new position. Okay. Back to on the personal. Working for the common good. I know that might sound like it relates to your job. Actually, this is about your home life. Put aside some of your petty feelings with the people that you are currently living with, and just try to keep everybody on an even keel. I'm not saying kowtow. I'm not saying let people get away with stuff that they shouldn't be getting away with, but don't make a huge issue over little things. The household needs some comfort right now. you have a few people around you who are really stressed out and can use a little more emotional support. Okay, needing and wanting are not the same thing, which kind of ties back to the first card about some secrets should be kept and this being about a person that you're seeing on the quiet. It's not like you're seeing them on the side. It's more like you're seeing them quietly so as to not be offensive to anybody else. The person I'm reading for knows what I'm talking about. Needing and wanting are not the same thing. You think you need this other thing. You really don't. You really just want it. And as time goes by, your initial excitement over it is going to calm down. So before you make any drastic decisions about this other relationship, reassess. Let some time pass. You can be happy. Just be happy to yourself, as it were. But things that, as they are right this very minute, are not going to stay the exact same. So leave yourself room for changes in what you're feeling. Okay? There you go. That's that. What do you got?
Cool.
Yeah.
I've got cards for different people.
Go ahead.
So. Huh?
Go on. Do it.
Oh,
do
okay.
It.
I thought you were getting ready to say something. The first card, beware of scandal and gossip. Now, this is not somebody talking behind your back. This is you listening to other people talking about somebody you don't even know. And some people you do know, don't believe it because, I don't know, deep down you kind of know this person is full of shit, or at least mostly full of shit, you know, because there may be a grain of truth in there somewhere, but don't, just stay away from gossip anyway. It's just dumb. It'll just get you in trouble and then give you, you know, paint a picture of somebody that, you know, will affect how you interact with them at work and, you know, in any situation, and it's just simply not true. So, second card, success in all things. Somebody has not jumped ship, but just kind of done like a 180 as far as their life is concerned. They're doing stuff that is out of the norm, and I'm seeing that with a lot of people now. Just kind of turning their lives upside down and saying, you know what, I don't like this anymore. I'm going to do what I do like. And for the good majority of you and the good majority of all the things that you guys are trying new, this is going to be good. This is successful. So you made the right move. third card, paid debts to escape trouble. And this is another situation where you're not used to having money. So when you do get some, it goes through your hands like water. This time you need to kind of calm down before you panic and like, oh, well, I better buy this while I have the money. Pay your bills first because there's more coming behind that. So just chillax, do what you got to do. That way you're not scrambling at the end of the month. But it's just a good habit to form. And the better you feel about money, the more secure you feel about it being there, the more it will come to you. That's kind of how it works. Okay. Fourth card, success in business. And this ties into the last two. So some of you may have started new businesses, and those will be successful and increase profits. So, okay, this is the first card is for one particular person, and the last four is for a group of people. This is kind of general as far as, you know, everything's picking up. It's summertime. People are getting out more. People are, like, aside from in Utah where it's still snowing apparently. I just saw that today. I was like, are you shitting me?
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of awesome. But wow. Yeah. So, yeah. And that's my reading. So, yeah, just don't go listening to gossipers. I mean, seriously, people might act like they're offended and they might be upset at first, but walk away from it. It will actually, they will respect you more for doing that. Anyway, so that's me.
That's you. I don't know what I'm laughing at. I think I'm just glad it's Friday.
Yay,
it's
Friday.
Friday. You know, seriously, it has been, you know, I don't know, but life has been really kind of squirrely and weird. And I don't know why.
It's up and down with the emotions, I've found. It's like, I mean, even within the same day. You know, I not really a panic attack, but, you know, almost like this wave overcomes you, like, oh, my God, something really bad is going to happen. And then as soon as it comes, it's right back out. It's so weird. I've had that hit me, like, a couple times.
I don't know what that's. I don't know what that is, but it's like, I don't know, one minute everything's kind of normal, and then the next minute people have just lost their shit. I'm like, what the hell is going on with everybody? It's kind of crazy. But you and I are normal.
that's subject to debate, on my part, at least.
It's a relative term.
There you go.
There you go. It's all relative. But anyway, so tonight's guests are the Mullins. I can't wait. I love these people. These Florida, they're the best thing in Florida. I just got to say.
Actually, they are in the queue. Yes. Why don't we bring them on a little bit early?
Love it.
You know,
love
last
it.
Last time we had talked to them, it was just after their summer solstice festival, which is actually tomorrow is summer solstice. Do a retake on that. But they are actually not holding the festival this weekend. So, but they are holding a festival in the fall. So, I want to kind of find out what's going on with that too.
Yeah,
so you want to bring them on?
What's going on? Yes, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, good. How you doing?
We're good.
No, you're good.
Oh, he just had a black cat look into the phone. He jumped up in the air.
Aww.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
He
deserves it.
Yeah, he loves it. How are you doing?
We're good.
We're
how
doing
are
pretty
you guys
good.
Doing? What's going on with you?
Oh, you've just been listening to what you've been saying, and I tell you what, you're hitting the nail on the head. It's been kind of weird out there, hasn't it?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it.
I don't either. You know, it's like we don't even want to get out in the mundane world anymore. You know, we just, if we're not around magical people and our peeps, you know, our festival peeps, it's man, we don't get along very well. I don't know. Is it us or is it them, you know?
I understand. You know, I know what you're saying. It's like, you know, when you have to deal in the mundane world a lot of the time, you really feel caught between the worlds, especially when you're dealing with a whole host of people that have, if they knew what you were, would probably have a stroke or do what they could to get rid of you. So it's really interesting for me having to live in both worlds because I'm a corporate witch. I act in the corporate world a lot, so it's interesting to observe. But over time, I forgot to mention this to my sister. I was having a conversation with a higher-up who is actually what I consider a friendly to our kind and has actually started tapping me for information on what I pick up, quote-unquote, from other people. So it's like, everybody needs a witch in the workplace. Get yourself a pagan.
Yeah, and maybe they're starting to realize that. Let's hope so, right?
Definitely. Get yourself a witch. It's a good thing.
Yes, tomorrow's the summer solstice, and we're going to have a big gathering over here at our house. We've got a lot of friends, a lot of people that were involved in the festival, and other people that we were fortunate enough to meet at the festival. And also we're having a couple that's coming over here that's celebrating their meeting at the both this festival.
Meeting and falling in love.
Falling in love and being together ever since. So that's kind of special to us.
That's so
isn't that great?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Congratulations to the happy couple.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, next year we will be doing the festival again, and that will be down in Bonita Springs. That will be on the summer solstice at a place called Summerland with our friends Kent and Dan Exigna. And that's going to be awesome. That's a wonderful, wonderful facility. It's pagan-owned and pagan-ran, so it's got awesome energies all the time. So we really
awesome.
Love it down there, and they made the offer, and so we're gonna do it again, and that's gonna be wonderful. It'll be a lot easier to keep cool down there. we won't be so exposed to the sun. We won't be on the equator as much.
There you go.
What
happened this year?
What happened this year? I'll tell you. The festival went over very well, but funds weren't what they could have been. I guess would be the best. Let me put it bluntly: we lost our ass. Okay. It's all good. It's all good because you know what? The spiritual aspect of it was off. Was off the chain. Florida has awakened, it seems. Mama Gina wrote a song about the festival called Waking Panther. And you remember Mama Gina, right? Wonderful lady. And she's always stood beside us, and she's been with us even after the festival and good friends. And but while she was down there, she wrote a song called Waking Panther. And this is from the Native American tribe, the Seminoles down in that area, that they realized, her and a good friend of ours also, Fred Wood, had realized that, well, at this time, we're awakening the earth. And the panther, that's what's happening now. That's what we're seeing, as the panther has awakened in Florida, because the festivals have stepped up. There's more attendance, there's more life, and you can feel the energies of the pagan community, how we're bonding and how we're realizing how much we mean to each other.
We made family. We made a huge family back at Summer Solstice last year.
Oh, yeah. We don't regret it, but
not a bit.
We did have to take a step back, and we have to, I guess, recoup. But no problem there. Because right now we're involved with other festivals as well. The one that you mentioned prior, in the autumn, that's with Phoenix Festivals. Now we're on staff with Phoenix Festivals, and that's head up by Drew and Darlene, and they do a wonderful job with the folks that we have involved there. A large staff that. Number one is the community and the family and bringing everything together and having a good time. For instance, at Autumn Meet, we've got three wonderful Florida bands that are going to be there, which is Wicked Revolution, What We Do, and Hecate's Wheel. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with, but if you're not, I really highly recommend it. The songs have messages. Wicked Revolution, their eclectic style, it brings visions. It's wonderful music, but they're going to be at the Autumn Meet, and they're excited about it, and everything has really come to life. So being involved with other festivals and working with other people and working within the community right now is kind of where we want to be. We kind of want to be in the background a little bit and work, because that's what we are. We like to be involved.
We're worker bees.
We're worker bees. We like to get our hands dirty. We like to happen. But we don't like to be out in the forefront so much. But it doesn't bother us. But we're not real big on it. We just like to make things happen and enjoy the results. So,
cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's what we've been doing right now. And, you know, just looking forward to everything that's going on, especially tomorrow with our little gathering we have. We have a home here in our neighborhood, you know, like any other neighborhood, USA.
We are the local witches
of the neighborhood. And, and all the neighbors know it, so, you know, they
and
leave
they appreciate
us alone. So tomorrow we're going to have like 30, 35 people come over in our little backyard. And
we'll
be drumming. And dancing.
And epitaphs.
And epitaphs. And we're going to have the best time. We're going to have a wonderful ritual. It's funny you mentioned Ian Corrigan earlier.
Yes.
He's one of the higher-ups of the ADF, and
yes.
We'll be doing an ADF ritual tomorrow, a druid ritual.
With a high priestess.
Amber Elia Cannon, which she is a high priestess of the ADF, and she'll be involved with us. And
we did our main ritual at Summer Solstice last year.
Yeah, and she stepped it up, and things are very exciting, I must admit. They're very exciting, and we're excited about what's happening. So,
cool.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It is. I mean, it hasn't lost a step. If anything, it's gained a step.
That's great.
So, yeah. I mean, we don't have any downtime. No such thing as downtime. You know what I mean, right? You know, it's
sure. Yeah. Well, Raina does.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, she never gets any downtime.
7. I get no downtime. I'm working. I'm constantly working. Constantly.
Yeah, well, you know, we're electricians by day, and then at night we become...
We turn into these fatty-ass people.
You're right.
I love it.
Well, somehow,
with
yeah.
With live
yeah,
electricity.
Yeah, that doesn't do it for us.
And it's like she was
amazing.
Saying earlier about coworkers and what's going on in the times and all that. You know, we see it. We see it a lot.
Even though we don't have coworkers.
We don't have coworkers, but we have clients. So, you know, we go into a lot of different people's homes. And it's funny, all the different opinions nowadays that are out there. And there's so many. You know, they're either really right or really left. You know, very extreme and very passionate. I would just like to see all this passion channeled into more of a positive way. And like what's going on in Congress and government and, you know, all this mess is just, oh, my goodness, if these people would just stop and take a look at what's going on and just realize and put these energies into a positive way to help the people. And I'm not just talking about the American people. I'm talking about people anywhere that need it. And if we just direct our energies that way. But sometimes, you know, it's like, golly, are we the only ones that freaking get this?
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes it seems that way.
You know, earlier you ladies were talking about people carrying guns everywhere. Well, you know, maybe we need to carry our wands everywhere.
Ooh. I do. I call it my magic fuck stick. I wave it on the ground. Beat them with it.
What did she say?
You got her. Fuck stick. Yeah, and she will. She will beat people accordingly.
Oh yes, I will beat you with my magic fuck stick if you don't behave. Trust me. I carry my wand. We'll beat the shit out of a motherfucker. No problem.
That's awesome.
Every once in a while she gives her little sister a little whack upside the back of the head when I'm doing something stupid.
On occasion.
I gotta ask you a question. Did you do the witch tracks that you were going to hand out? Remember what we talked about last time?
No, we have not. We have not yet produced the Wiccan tracks.
Might
we
be
have
a good
to
time
come
to
up.
Do that.
We need assistance. We should actually brainstorm and come up with a, you guys need to, like, get on a conference call with us, and we can brainstorm.
Okay.
Some different witch tracks that we can pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah.
I found Jesus on the couch again.
Yeah.
Keep telling Jesus to go home.
But yeah,
have you found Jesus? Well, motherfucker, put him back. Put him back.
I didn't know he was missing. They have to quit losing his ass.
I'm serious. I know. You know, maybe he's trying to escape.
Can't blame him. He wants to go play foosball.
Yeah.
But while we're talking about festivals, I just want to get another punch in there for the Phoenix Festival Autumn Meet. It will be October 15th through the 19th.
It'll be awesome.
And it will be great. And it's at Maddox Ranch in Lakeland, Florida. And if you're interested, go to www.phoenixfestivals.com, and you'll get more information there. And let me tell you what, it is the festival to go to in this area. It's a lot of fun. It's very, very family-oriented. But
and very affordable.
And very affordable. And I tell you what, we do have our fun adult time, too. Okay?
They have an awesome woman in the children's realm. She
raises the kids. Yeah,
she's
great.
They do magical things.
Crystal is wonderful with the kids. And,
yeah.
It was funny, last time we were at the festival, we were all sitting out in front of our camp, just sitting there, and these two cute little girls come walking by, and they're singing the goddess song as they're walking along, you know. It's just,
and they're practicing.
Yeah, they're practicing from what they've learned.
Aww.
And yeah, it was so cute. They were, what, 4 or 5 years
Something
old?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, little blonde girls, but you know what? That's our future.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So that was... That
somebody's
got to
carry it on when we're gone, y'all. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and also our elders, too. We need to remember to respect our elders in our community.
And we need to teach our younger generation to respect the elders.
Yeah, we need to teach
the
elders.
That's falling away a lot.
But, yeah, teach them to respect, yes, because that we see that happening a lot. Because,
by God, soon we're going to be elders, and we're not going to put up with that shit.
That's right.
Hello.
There you go.
Smacking some punks upside the head.
Sometimes that gets lost. And the thing is, what these kids got to remember is when you see an elder that needs a little help or needs something, you don't stand there like a punk. You get off your lazy ass and you get over there and you give them a hand. And you do it
exactly.
Not because you're supposed to do it. You do it because
you want to.
And if you can't train yourself, and to make yourself feel that way, man, I tell you what, I feel sorry for you. I don't know what you're doing around here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So.
Exactly.
That's my little punch, the elders, because I'm getting old, I guess.
No. Not at all.
You know.
I wanted to ask
registration
is open right now, right?
Yes, yep. Registration is open now. Oh, and our theme is going
to
be steampunk. And let me tell
that's
you
what I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah, are you familiar with it?
I have a few friends who actually write steampunk novels.
Oh, really? Really? Are you familiar with Gypsy Teague?
I've heard of her.
Okay.
Yeah,
but she wrote a book, Steampunk Magic, and she will be at Phoenix Festival. Yeah. And let me tell you what.
Oh, awesome.
You know, I find it fun. It really strikes home with me because, well, being an electrician, I like industrial kind of stuff. It's kind of cool to me. And I can see the artfulness in it. And it's a whole mixture of art and Victorian lifestyle and dress and, it's kind of like the time before Edison's electricity. And it's just a lot of fun. And sexy? Ooh, let me tell you what, steampunk girls are hot. Yes, ma'am, that's some hot stuff. I like Victoria's dress. Bustiers, of course, but yes, ma'am.
He looks good.
Oh, yeah.
I look good. At, I mean.
I love the fact that it has brought, like, top hats back. Because I don't know what it is. I've always adored top hats. I can't wear one because I've got like a big old melon, but I don't know. I've never tried, so to speak.
But you know, you put the art on it. You know, your goggles and you fix that. Did you see the ones that I did on Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah.
Aren't those cool?
They're gorgeous.
And you know what?
Yes.
It's just like comes to you. You know, you get into it. And it's like this whole
next
feeling.
Thing I know, I wake up. Oh, honey, I ordered $40 more worth of gears and cogs on the internet. You did what? I gotta have more.
More cogs, more gears. It's a lot of fun, though. You know what? It is so cool. I don't know. I think one of the beauties of being on our path is also to be able to be yourself and also be able to feel comfortable with reaching in and finding the characters and the times and things that you adore that make you feel good, and you're able to act them out and you're able to live that without any judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And for everybody else to also say, hey, this is cool, this is fun. And, yeah, maybe some people might think it's a little kooky, you know, things that we do because, one thing we did at Bonita Springs at Summerlin was we have a camp. Well, our camp, we're elves, okay? We're the Silvari
mm-hmm.
Elf Clan, Audley.
Cool.
And at Camp Rivendell, which was handed down to us from an already existing Camp Rivendell, and they included us in their camp down there at Bonita Springs, which is a whole thing that just
morphed.
It morphed into this huge, huge thing. It was only supposed to be a few people. Well, we've got a huge clan now.
Over 30 people in
town. Yeah, a huge clan. And all these of us camp together.
So we have a huge camp
now.
Yeah,
and we all put on our ears, and we all tell tales of honor and...
Gina
wrote a song about that, the round-eared elves and the dry dock pirates of Summerlin, something like that.
It was hilarious.
But the thing is, we're able to bring out these feelings, and within these feelings are also the code we live in, like the code of
mm-hmm.
honor and chivalry,
code of
ethics, and all that goes along with it. So. Yeah, okay, maybe some people might think, well, you're developing some kind of weird superhero persona, but you know what? Screw you. I love it, man. It's fun.
I love it when
and that's
puts
what
on
I
fat
am.
Suit.
I'm more of a kid now than I ever was. And you know what? I don't plan on changing.
I love that. And it's true.
Yeah.
It's like the older I get, the more things that I didn't experience as a child I want to experience.
Yeah.
And now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
We've got the money and we can do these things now.
Well, you know, it also reminds me of like that Jack Nicholson picture that you see where he's sitting there with a cigarette in his mouth and he's got that cocky Jack Nicholson look and he goes, I am who I am. Your approval is not needed.
Hell yeah.
Correct.
So, you know what, that's what it's about, you know. We don't always say the right things or politically correct and all that kind of stuff, but we do the best we can, and gee whiz, you know, it's all about the community and us having fun together. It doesn't have to always be staunchy and, you know,
broomstick
up the ass kind of thing, and, you know,
exactly.
Sometimes that stuff just, you know.
I got a lot of problems with people who are taking themselves way too fucking seriously. It's like,
Makes you want to mess with them.
I wanted to hit them with the magic fuck stick, for real. Because, you know.
Fuck them with the fuck stick. Baby.
This is why I love you guys so much, because you actually enjoy not just what you do and ritual and, you know, the path, you enjoy life, you enjoy each other, you enjoy other people, and you know, I'm so tired of people who do have the stick up their ass, because it's like, well, you're
not always being control.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the control freaks are just crazy, and it's like, I'm sorry you have nothing else to control in your life, but the way I worship, I mean, even in our community, there are people who are like, well, if you don't, like, bow three times in the East, you're doing it wrong. It's like, kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
You know what? There is no wrong way. Yeah,
I know.
We get
exactly.
You know, we get students in here, and, you know, we take them through the, you know, all we can teach them, and, you know, show, and, but one of our things is, well, you got to do a ritual. And we want to see you perform a ritual. But the thing is, mm-hmm. also, they get real nervous, and they're like, what if I mess up? And we always tell them, honey, there is no messing up. If you're giving praise to the goddess, you're good.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, well, maybe certain if you want super effective magic, yes, you do need to be reverent, okay? There's times
yeah.
when we do have to break out our witchy pants, and we have to say, okay. But, you know, the starch ones,
oh,
you know,
shit.
Where we got to be serious because we want our magic to be effective. But,
well, that
right.
usually happens when
you
I'm
know what, when you're on this path for a certain amount of time, you don't do so much many spell works. You don't, it flows out of you. Your magic flows out of you. You think it,
mm-hmm.
and it
exactly.
happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I found that the older I get, you know, it's like, I don't need the whole ritual.
Watch what you think.
Yeah,
well,
I'm sorry. I'm just realizing I'm on delay. I apologize about that.
Oh.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh.
yeah, it's
but,
like you can kind of shoot from the hip. You know, if you,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, once you learn how to, what that energy level is and what that concentration level is and what that desire
yeah.
behind the spell is,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
sometimes you don't need any tools but your hands or your mind.
Exactly.
That's all I ever use. My
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, tell her about the time you went to Publix. Tell her about that you were
oh,
telling me about today.
We
you got to hear this one.
We
this
were
is
down
good.
In Bonita Springs, and like four of us girls went to Publix to buy 7 subs for the guys and us to camp for dinner. This is our last night there, and we were hungry, and everybody was hot and tired, and we get
mm-hmm.
there, and the lady behind the counter, apparently they had already cleaned up, you know, a couple hours beforehand because they'd been slow all day. Well, this lady was giving us such a hard time about making these subs. But she had nobody in there but us. I looked at her and I said, listen, you're fixing to get a lot busier than you ever thought you were going to be. And I walked away for a second, and I just cast a little spell to bring everybody in. Next thing you know, they had 20 people in line standing there waiting for subs, and this girl was freaking the hell out.
That's awesome.
Got my subs, and then I went to the manager and I told him just how rude she was, and that we come from the hometown of where Publix originated at,
mm-hmm.
and they best make this right. They wanted to buy $70 worth of subs for us, and we told them no. You can pay for the 2 that this girl made. I wouldn't let them touch my sandwiches. I had somebody
wow.
else come make.
Yeah.
But they had 20 people standing in line all of a sudden wanting subs, and they didn't know what the hell to do.
Oh yeah, she does it all the time.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome.
Why? It comes so easy when I'm pissed.
Oh, yeah. She's good at
yeah.
it. I'll tell you what. She's warm quick. She does weather magic like nobody's business. Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm a weather witch, too. Oh, my
hey,
God.
Yeah.
If it gets too hot out, I will literally make it overcast and rain. Because I'm like, if I'm not happy and I'm sweating my butt off, it's like, nope, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Oh, he hates it. We'll be working outside, and I'll be hot, and I'll be sad. If I'm over this shit, come on, storm.
Yeah.
And I turn around, and it's thunder, lightning, rain, and wind. I summon stir and call you in. About he gets so pissed off because we have to quit the job and go home because it's time to thunderstorm.
Please quit that.
Nope. I'm ready to be done. I want a cup of coffee in my couch.
There you go.
Sometimes I have to go behind the van to do it so he doesn't know.
Otherwise he'll be like, no twitching your nose.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, Sam. Oh, Sam.
Oh, that was too funny.
Mrs. Stevens.
know.
This is Steve. This is Abby McKim.
Oh yeah, that's the one thing. The older I get, the more I appreciate Endora. Because I always thought I was a kid, I'm like, oh God, why is she always so mean to him? And it's like, oh yeah,
why
he
not?
Was actually kind of an asshole.
Boy, talk about stick up the ass. Nowadays,
Durwood.
Back when I was a kid, it's like she looks like my grandmother, but nowadays she's sexy.
Oh damn! Right, so doesn't your perspective change as you get older?
I'm telling you what.
If you ask me to wear fake eyelashes and a red wig, we're in deep shit.
So don't worry. If he asks for that, I'll just show up. That's how I live every day.
Only if you'll play Durwood.
But
nope. He doesn't look really like Durwood.
Our last best there for Ostara was we had an island theme, and I tell you what, it was a great time out there at Phoenix.
Phoenix.
And the workshops that they put on, and all the activities and the nighttime entertainment and the fire circle and the drumming. Oh my God, the drumming was off the chain.
Of course, Shiny Happy Drum Tribe was the drummer for that.
Oh yeah, and I got to put in a plug for Beza Labonte and his drums. That man is a drum master. He is something else. And I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
The leader of Wicked Revolution.
Savon Labonte. Oh yeah, she does some dance with them.
Makes you want to spank that candy ass.
Oh, yeah. It makes you want to spank that candy ass. Yeah.
She's over there getting all frisky.
Frisky. Likes me better than she likes you.
Yeah, she likes Darren better than me anyway. Would rip my head off and not even think twice.
But he'd look at her smile.
He's a strong lad. I'm doing archery now, and we also do an archery workshop. Okay, we're trying to bring back. Yes, and let me tell you what, it is fun.
A 2-hour workshop turns into all day long.
Yeah, 2-hour workshop usually turns into a 6-hour workshop because it's nonstop.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's all a part of bringing the ancient cultures back, and you know, incorporating more than just. Basic witchcraft and things like that, but also reaching out to the Celtic roots where we come from. I try to mix the archery with Kyoto and Celtic ways, which Kyoto incorporates meditation when you perform archery, and it is, believe it or not, is one of the higher forms of meditation. It's considered a martial art, archery, Kyoto in Japan. And so what I'm trying to do is, in my own, I guess, kind of weird style, is bring this to a level to where I get enough people that are good archers, which, believe it or not, people pick it up, man. They love it. The young ones, man, they are good. They are picking it up the first time, and they never get to shoot. They never have been able to before, just for one reason or the other. And they get up there, and they shoot, and their eyes light up. And they're so excited, but I'm also going to, like I said, try and take it to another level to where you can meditate while you shoot. And it's all a part of, like I said, the Kyoto tradition to where incorporating meditation and skill with the martial art of archery and then also our Celtic roots along with it. It's just a blend that, to me, is very exciting, and the people seem to really enjoy it, too. So, and that's just some of the things we're trying to step out of the box a little bit, you know, bring some different things
in. Yeah,
more. It is. Don't you agree? Wouldn't you like to go to archery workshop at a festival? I mean, I don't know if you have an interest or not, but everybody likes to shoot bows and arrows.
It's sexy.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it is sexy.
I have no upper body strength at all. I think I need to work out before I try archery.
You don't. Yeah, you're good.
No.
You're good.
You got it.
Well, you're good. Yeah.
I have arms like rubber bands. That ain't happening on this body. Not without a lot of practice.
Honey,
I'm
with you.
Old. I'm old. I need help.
Oh,
I can see me
okay,
with two guys.
Together.
Aww.
We're not 50s, honey. We're not youngsters.
Or,
no, you guys are in practice. I have no place to do archery here.
Oh, come on. You can pull off Merida.
Oh, you think?
Yeah,
well, my
you got
hair
the red hair.
Long enough. I actually had my hair looking like that this week. It's funny you say that. Maybe
oh,
I should give it a whirl. Yeah, it was curly for a while this week. Me and my fiery
yeah,
red
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, from, oh, yeah. but, yeah, it's very exciting. We're having a good time over here, and we can't wait till tomorrow.
And, girls, I wanted to ask you. I talked a couple of months ago with Ellen Dugan, and wanted to see if maybe you guys might be interested in doing an interview with her.
Sure.
Okay, well, I'll give her a phone call tomorrow and see about setting it up and give her your phone number and let you guys talk it out.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, tell her to email me at dorianwallace@gmail.com because that's the quickest way I'll get it.
Okay.
We'll do.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she just put out her 16th book. And
wow,
we're really
awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
She's a trip and a half. You guys are going to love her.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. She's like us. You know, she doesn't hold back anything.
Oh, hell no.
That girl, cool. I tell you what, she is. Three snaps in, Z formation.
She's a typical Virgo female.
Oh, there you go.
Her birthday's the day before mine, and we had a blast last.
When is her birthday?
Hers is September 14th.
All righty.
Yeah, and birthday this year, and Sharon's is on the 15th. We all went up to Deltona, which is right near Casadega. I don't know if you're
Sanford.
Sanford area.
Yeah.
To Ann Morris' shop. I don't know if you're familiar with her or not, but she's a green witch, and she has a shop up there, Luna Soul Esoterica. And we did a workshop with Ellen, and then we all went to dinner for their birthdays, and we just had the best time with her. And she's a wonderful person, very personable. So
we hang out
cool.
when she goes down to festivals down here and
yeah.
stuff like that. So
yeah,
she was very interested in doing a interview with you guys. And
yes,
she
was.
Really cool to have on air. So
yeah, I was there when she told her, and her eyes lit up. She likes to do interviews, and she's a good person to listen to. She's got some good insight.
A lot of knowledge.
We're game. We're definitely game for that. Very cool.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, I'll talk to her.
I actually just sent her a friend request. So.
Good job. Yeah.
I'm on it.
We don't waste any time. We don't waste time,
oh,
y'all.
Good girl.
Time is short. You got to jump on that shit immediately.
No problem, girl.
Oh, and we're talking about Ellen Dugan on Mother's Day this year.
Last year?
Yeah. Okay. She gave us a call. And she said, I've got to talk to you guys. So this was Mother's Day morning.
7:30 in the morning.
7:30 in the morning, Sunday. All right? We don't answer the phone, you know, but it was Ellen Dugan, so we answered the phone. And so she goes, well, I have just got to talk to you guys because your mothers will not leave me alone. Because she's also a psychic. And she was, apparently our mothers were communicating with her.
Well, our mothers didn't know each other in life. But they hang out together a lot in death.
So they were passing
oh,
on messages
cool.
through Ellen to us, and that was really exciting. I mean, to have Ellen Dugan call you up and tell you, you know, out of the blue about your mothers and things like that is just, I love being pagan.
I know, right?
No, you know, it's so cool to look on the other side.
Oh, yeah, it beats the shit out of a lot of other religions. What can I say?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, our mothers are very proud of what we're doing in our community, and this was all their idea. And
oh, yeah, it's their idea. They're taking credit for it.
For everything, of course.
Yeah. try to stay involved in the community in one way or the other as much as we can.
We try to be thorns in their side.
Yeah. Now you remember, did we discuss our store, the Indigo Crescent that we had?
I was going to ask you about what was going on with that, because the last time we talked to you, there was a whole mess going on. So give us an update.
It burned down.
Yeah.
And Indigo Crescent is, we don't have the store anymore because of the, where we had it was in a larger store with others, and it was
mm-hmm.
like a vendor's mall, and we didn't have to be there. We could still do our daytime jobs. The Indigo Crescent was a resource for the community. It wasn't about mm-hmm. us making any money, because Lord knows we didn't make any money. As a matter of fact, it kept us kind of in the poorhouse a little bit, you know, because we kept it maintained. But you know what? It was always a place for the community to go and get the stuff they needed. And
right.
it wasn't so that, you know, it was that big of a financial burden. I'm probably exaggerating a little bit, but
It took a lot of our time
and a lot of effort. But you know what? We've just moved and doing things in the community in other ways, and we're happy with that. We are happy
That's
with
great.
That. And we
good. Good.
If the goddess,
all years,
yeah.
fine and dandy, she can give us one, but right now, it ain't happening.
Yeah, if the goddess, and you know what, something's going to happen soon. I don't know, the way you talk, I can hear you feeling it too.
Yeah.
There's something in the air. Something's going to happen, and there's
mm-hmm.
going to be a breaking point, and I'm just hoping, and I'm putting my energies toward when that breaking point happens, that it breaks towards the positive, if you know
yeah.
what I mean.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. It's I don't know, Sis can tell you, but I've been feeling something huge on the rise
yeah.
for probably, God, since 2009. It's like, okay, it's coming, I can feel it coming, you know, and it gets closer
right.
like every year. You know, and this year
right.
it's like now I'm seeing stuff changing
yeah.
and I'm seeing what's, you know, it's almost like bizarre because you can actually see the bricks being laid out at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. At least that's the way it's working for me. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Now what happened like 5 years ago, that's making sense why that happened. And I can see what's going to go next after that, too. Yeah,
you know,
I don't know if I'm making
place.
Any sense. Yeah.
No,
yeah, it's...
Oh, you're making sense to us, because we're in...
No, that makes sense, sweetie. That makes sense to us. We just wonder if sometimes we're the only ones. I mean, of course, we do have
no.
others around us here that we talk about it with, but, you know, it's good to talk with people from other parts of the country, too, because I don't know what it's like where you're at. You're in North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You got it rough up there, kind of, don't you?
Sometimes, I don't know, I'm in Charlotte, and she's here sometimes, and Charlotte's really,
oh God,
really nice,
Republican,
and it's
to the
very
max,
diverse.
Isn't it?
Huh?
No, it's not that Republican. Charlotte is actually a blue city.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I see a lot of crap from out of there, you know, stuff about, towns being polluted, and people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The Republicans hiding it under the mat, and all kinds of odd stuff, you know, that just...
Can't believe everything you see on Facebook, Bruce.
Well, no, this is from the news.
Oh, no,
well,
no. He's actually right. We just had part of Lake Norman, which is, I don't
yeah.
know, probably about 25 minutes, 30 minutes from where I'm living right now.
Yeah.
We had them shut down because of a sewage spill. And there's
oh, yeah.
right,
hog
right.
farm spills, the coal ash. Yeah, we have an infestation of Republicans, but we're slowly and surely eradicating them.
Good job. Keep up the
well,
good
what's
work.
Happening,
you know,
what's happening? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say what's happening with the Republicans here is you're talking about a lot of people from the old guard. And they're dying off. I mean, literally, they're the older people who keep that,
okay.
that mindset alive, and as die off, and more people come up and down and move here. It's changing the population. It's changing the population. North Carolina was never a swing state until two elections ago. It was the first time it had ever become a swing state. So we can see that, you know, with more other cultures coming in from other countries and different parts of the country here coming down, it's changing. The people are changing, so the demographic is changing. So you have more of people who are more like us, at least politically, getting
more
a more active voice. Absolutely. And what happens is, as you know, as something horrible dies, it usually gives death throes and screams. And that's what's happening with the Republicans here. They're louder and louder.
I think you're right, and I think it's also happening, hey, you know what, I'm going to say it, to the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think they are getting in their death throes. I tell you what, they are so out of hand anymore. From what's coming out of Congress.
Yeah.
And the stuff about the Constitution, and I tell you what, they're just getting way out of hand, and they're getting way out there, and I think it's death throes. I think it's the wailing.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think a certain sect of them are going into the death throes, the ones that want to hold on to, you know, the religious aspect that gives them an excuse for their hate. But honestly,
right.
I've got to say I'm proud of a lot of the churches here, believe it or not. They have – there's been, oh, gosh, I think it was Methodist and a few other branches of
Methodist
Christianity, but they have taken to the courts the right to marry gay couples because it's not against their religion. You know, so they're actually fighting for gay rights now in this state. And I'm like, okay, what happened?
State.
Where am I? I have to be dead.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
We don't hear it so much around here.
Yeah, it's shifting, in major ways. And these things, like the pollutants and stuff, are happening so that we can see and you know, social media is a very good, segue
awesome.
To everybody as far as,
yeah,
hey,
I think it's awesome.
Look at what happened, and this is the reason why. They can't hide it anymore. So they're being caught
exactly.
and they're
it
being rooted out.
A few. It doesn't get to maybe 100. It gets to hundreds of thousands.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
Gets out.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, there is... You do have to remain diligent because even though things are changing, there's always that propensity in people to backslide into the old ways of thinking, and I don't mean the old good ways of thinking. I'm talking about the old shitty ways of thinking. But you also have to understand, you also have to understand the fact that it's an economic choice as well. Because when you exclude a certain section of people, you're excluding their income as well. And those people will not spend money with you if you are outwardly opposed to them. So just from a financial standpoint, it behooves everyone to be accepting, kind of whether they want to be or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
You know?
Right. Now, I'd hate to see economics be the deciding factor because money is a big, big power, isn't it?
That's the language they speak.
Yeah, it's the one that one thing everybody hears, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, they think of gays. Well, you know, I can't stand them gays, blah, blah, blah. Well, they got lots of money, and they can spend it. You know, they do very well because they're smart, and they do well in business. Oh, well, I like the gays now. You know, it's, come on.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But then they talk about them. I don't know. Still things aren't working out.
No, I understand what you're saying, but let me point this out to you. And you do have people that will talk shit about the gay people. You will have people that talk shit about black people still. You have people who talk shit about Jews. You have people who talk shit about Christians. We're sitting here doing it. So the fact
they're asking for it.
Bruce, come on now. But the fact that no, but the fact of the matter is, I nailed you.
There's no better friend than a Christian. Okay. And I've known a few.
You're hilarious. But what I was going to say was, as it becomes,
okay.
Oh Lord, he's on. They're riffing. They're just riffing now. There you go.
All right. I'll hush. But go on, please.
The point I was going to make was, even though right now it's still a situation where people are doing it begrudgingly, as time passes, and like I said before, as the older guard dies off, it becomes the norm. And then it's not even thought about anymore. And the motivation, while the motivations might be greed and shitty, the outcome will eventually benefit everybody anyway. So these people that still want to have a stick up their ass, going back to that analogy, you know, eventually those people will be gone, and it won't be thought of as anything, no matter who walks in to purchase, no matter who needs to call a lawyer for a divorce, no matter who needs to rent a church for a wedding. It won't matter anymore, but these things always take time.
Oh, yeah.
But it's moving in the right direction. Is it from a motivation that we appreciate? Maybe not. But at least their motivations don't concern me. What happens when somebody needs a service, that's what concerns me. Are they being denied a service because of who they sleep with or who they love or how they identify themselves?
Right.
You know what I
mean?
That's the upshot.
Yeah, what was that state that was just not long ago, they were going to deny health care to gays within the emergency room, that the Congress was trying to pass that. Oh, my goodness. Where was that? Was that Oklahoma?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. But, you know, I
probably Arizona.
Yeah, something like that.
It could have been. Yeah, it's like, oh, my gosh. But, you know, good thing, they got shot.
You know, it's getting more and more prevalent that, no, you know what? You can hate in your own house, but you can't pass laws based on your religion. You know, I haven't done much research on it, but there's apparently something going down in the pagan community. They were trying to open a pagan temple, and I don't know, for some reason they got it shut down.
Yes, because
do you know anything about that?
Well, that's because it wasn't a recognized religion, is what they said. That, from what I understand, why they wouldn't let them open the temple, and they still won't recognize. Well, yeah, and when you know that Congress just recently had a vote that about the freedom of religion. Well, they're wanting to exclude all religions except for, you know, Christianity,
the mainstream
religion. Well, they did, you know, that you've heard that they've discussed this, and they do votes on it every now and then. The problem is that the vote is getting too close to being even, whereas before there was a big space. Yeah, and that's because of all the Republicans and all their hardcore Christian views and values, that they're determined to turn America into a pure Christian country. And this was about bringing prayer back into school, you know, that they're going to have prayer, but it's going to be strictly Christian prayer. It can't be any other kind of secular religion anything that they don't agree with, that it's going to be mandated that, like, in businesses and things like that, because, you know, the prayer was taken out.
As it should have been.
As it should have been.
No,
because
actually,
it's not fair.
It's
okay as long as
prayer.
I think prayer's great as long as you allow someone else to have their view.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And see, that's the whole thing. It's not taken away from the students. Students can still pray at school.
Right,
you know, that
exactly.
There's,
I mean,
no problem with that, but faculty is not allowed. You know, as much as they love the Constitution, they seem to forget the whole separation of church and state thing.
Right.
You know,
well,
or
well, they did it when
Amendment.
I was in, well, when I was in school, you know, way back when, you know, that was the norm. You know, there was always prayers, and there always, you know, it was Christian prayers. That's what we were always around, but, you know.
Why aren't churches paying taxes then, by golly?
So, but that's what they're shooting for, is trying to make it to where Christianity is the mainstream religion, and that
and
all others will just kind of fall to the wayside. And,
wrong.
And, yeah, well, they'll accept a few begrudgingly, but they would never accept what we have.
No.
And that's what I'm
exactly. I actually got into not a fight, but it was more a fight on her end. But from my perspective, you know, because it was a relative of mine, and she said, you know, repost this if you think prayer should be, put into school. And she was like, amen. And I was like, no, I don't agree with that. You know, for the simple fact of I don't want you I don't want you teaching my child about any religion, because I have chosen not to teach them about, well, my older one does, you know, because he's 16, but the younger one, he's curious, he wants to know, but it's like, okay, well, you know, you can watch what mommy does, but I want to expose them to all religions, and then when they're old enough, if they choose one,
that's
up to them.
That's what being a pagan is, right? Is being able to what resonates with your spirit.
Exactly.
And I know you guys are probably the same way. You incorporate a lot of different paths into your path, right?
Sure.
I do.
We're eclectic as hell here. We do all kinds of stuff, and we listen to all viewpoints. And Jesus was an ascended master. He does have messages for us. Jesus himself, not the Bible.
Right.
Yeah. And that's a big confusion, too. And let me tell you what.
Greatest work of fiction there ever was.
Oh, that always blows your mind when you tell them he was an ascended master, and they're like, huh?
What's that?
Yeah, what's that?
Well, you don't know your religion very well,
he's an ascended master, but of course, if it comes from us, it has to be a lie, right?
All that hocus-pocus shit.
Yeah, all that. It doesn't matter that it's been handed down through the years, even before the Bible, you know, but.
Hey, we ain't got a handle on none of it, do we?
We don't know anything. We make it up as we go along.
Y'all keep thinking that.
God, you know, a pagan will spend more time in study than any Christian that I know to learn their
path. I know, that's right. Yep.
Oh, man, I tell you what, I've been down the Christian road when I was younger, and through the family and all that kind of thing, you know, growing up
forced to do it.
You know, the Sunday school and all that. And I tell you what, that was nothing compared to what I do now. It's a constant learning thing.
We live it.
Well, you live it, you
we
learn
live it, breathe it.
You breathe it, yeah.
Practice it daily.
Yeah. So we better know our stuff.
And that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing, too, is, you know, the pagan aspect, you know, I find most pagans, you know, more open to receiving, like, you know, I've got friends who practice voodoo. I've got friends who, you know, practice gardenarians. I've got friends who practice different sects, and, you know, there's all that meshed together, but it's being open to listening. You know, that's interesting.
Right.
How do you do that? What does that do? Maybe that will work for me. And if it works for you, awesome. If it doesn't, you put it aside and you move on to what does work for you. You know,
Right.
Go ahead.
Right. Oh.
But I digress. I'm sorry. I could go on for hours.
Well, you know, it's nice to talk to somebody that we can discuss this with. And we do like to have discussions on this. And that's how we learn. We learn from each other, I think. And how maybe we work things out, and maybe not for the world, but at least for ourselves.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's the important thing is working on yourselves and, you know, not being concerned about what other people do. It's like, I don't care what you do in your bedroom, and, you know, I don't care what kind of toilet paper you buy. It's none of my business.
No.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't care if you eat junk food or if you eat 100% pure granola. I don't care, you know. None of that matters. None of that matters.
Granola is,
you know,
delicious.
I know. So is junk food. Cocoa Puffs with ice cream? Yum.
Oh, you are an evil, evil man. Why would you put that idea into my head?
Ice cream, too. Yum.
And a big bowl of some milk.
Oh, my God.
That's our favorite nighttime treat.
I may have to fix a box of those up and hide them from the kids.
Yeah, you better. Cause
like, Mommy, why do you get to eat them and we don't?
Yeah, put them in like a Kachi or Brussels sprout bag, you know, to leave them alone.
There you go. Oh, you are a genius. Yeah, because I'm the only one in the house that eats Brussels sprouts.
We have to hide them from our cats. We don't have any kids at home, but our cats will
eat cereal. Oh, with announcement, we got a grandbaby on the way, our fifth.
Congratulations!
Megan and Chris, yay!
Yay! Aw, when's the baby due?
In October.
Aww.
Baby is balanced.
Good,
huh?
Ooh.
Oh,
I always wanted my
birthday
to be on October 31st.
I know.
We'll just make it that way.
Yeah, we'll pretend.
Okay.
We can do that.
Cool.
We do that stuff a lot. We have a lot of fun. We like to play dress.
Well, if I do that, I'll be 11 days younger.
Hey. See?
There you go. Yeah, you're closer than I am.
Yeah, I am.
And you'll be a Libra, right?
No.
Well, what?
What? Huh?
What?
Oh,
would...
Wait, let's see. October 31st. Well, because now we usually go by the Asterian astrology that Jade does, but traditional Western, I guess October 31st, that's Scorpio.
Yeah.
And you go by what astrology again?
Asterian astrology.
Okay. Interesting.
It's Eastern. It predates. Jade could explain it better, but.
It's from the time of Alexander the Great. It's pre what we have now.
Well, what are the characters?
There are actually 27.
Oh, well, now you got me interested.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna send you the link real quick.
Yeah, okay. Please do. Yeah, now you got me really interested.
You'll be busy.
See, this is cool.
We learned something new.
While she's doing that, let's give a shout out to Jade Sol Luna, the Asterian astrologer. Hi, Jade.
Hey, Jade.
We're talking about you, Jade. We're getting more.
His ears are burning.
Oh, James, right?
Jade. Yeah.
All right. Now you got me really curious about this, because Alexander was great, man. He was something, huh?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm telling you. You're going to love this.
I love that that movie with Colin Firth or Colin Farrell.
Oh, my God. Farrell. Yeah.
Yeah. A good depiction. Yeah.
A very hot mother in Angelina Jolie, just saying.
Oh, yeah, I'd be breastfeeding
to
death.
I love him. He's so bad.
We were talking about the Alexander the Great movie and with Angelina Jolie being the mother. I'd be breastfeeding till death. Yeah, she's a wonderful woman, though, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Angelina. Yeah. Oh, did you see Maleficent yet?
No, did you?
Yes, I saw it opening day. I really liked it.
Okay, what did you think? You liked it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed, actually, it had some comedic aspects, but it kind of followed along with the Disney story, but I don't know, I wish there was a little bit more to it. Yeah, but it was fantastic for what it was.
Yeah, but you still enjoyed it. Okay, okay. And I guess it depicted everything okay. Disney's usually pretty good about that.
I got to give
Disney kudos on a lot of stuff. You know, they've always shown alternative life, and they've never pushed any real agenda, and they've always been about fantasy and magic and you know, hope and love and all that kind of stuff. And it's never been, you know, jamming some kind of agenda down your throat kind of thing. It's good stuff for kids, I think. You know, it's courage and strength, all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like the Harry Potter books, too. It's just I love those for that, too.
Yeah, they don't down anybody. They're not downing anybody or pushing anything in particular. Just, I don't know, just common sense stuff, I guess.
Yeah. I know. And I hate to say this. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, you first. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we're running low on time already. I can't believe it. Like,
it always
almost 3 minutes.
So we're going to definitely have to hang out one time, you know, and just have
make a point
of
it.
Yeah, make a point of it. You know, you guys get down here, come to the festival and stuff, and maybe do a broadcast one. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be amazing.
That would be...
Are you kidding?
Oh, man.
We'd
hey,
love that.
Next summer solstice.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know? Yeah. Just, you know, if it happens, awesome. But, you know, we can't hold anybody down to it because we know that's a big trip for you guys. But you know what? If you come down here, we'll make sure you're taken well care of, and we'll hang out and we can do a live broadcast. Wouldn't that be
that
fun?
That would be so much fun. And I'm going to hold you to it because I need to spend some time out of this state, so I'm coming.
Okay, cool.
All right, awesome.
Okay.
I'm hiding in your trunk.
Definitely.
Yeah,
we need to do that.
Front right there.
I have to hijack my little sister.
There you go. Bring them all. Bring all the relations.
There you
go.
Like,
where'd she go?
He's been bewitched.
Let the bastards wonder. It's okay.
Well, honorary Silvari, ladies.
Huzzah.
You are honorary Silvari. To be a Silvari is a high
honor.
Thank
you.
You're certainly welcome.
And I'll write you up bios and give you nice hot pictures.
I will give you hot avatars, and I will write you a bio, and I will put it on
the
Facebook. And you will, your picture will hang in the council hall.
That's awesome. That's great.
It's not the high council hall, yes.
It's tantamount to the post office wall, but
because you are sorry.
Thank you. We enjoy having you guys on so much, and we can't wait till next time. And I hate that we're like a minute out, but we'll talk to you again closer to when the fall festival comes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right.
We love you guys,
and we'll talk to you soon.
We love you.
Thank you.
You're good.
Bye.
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 Bye. I love them. I love them.
So
they're good people. They're good people who see the joy in life. There's so few people that see joy, and I just love them. They laugh. They're relaxed. They're just people who enjoy each other, which is beautiful, and life, which is beautiful, and magic, which is beautiful. Those are beautiful people. I love that. We need more of those people. I'm just saying.
Yes. And we are about to be kicked off air. I think this is recording now. So we love you guys. Talk to you soon. Have a wonderful summer solstice.
Yes.
And we will talk to y'all next week.
Bright blessings, y'all. We love you.
Bright blessings.